Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm here in our Studio B at Montana Public Radio, joined by pianist Philip Auberg from Chester, Montana. Nice to see you, Philip.
Thanks, Michael. Great to be here.
Well, you are certainly a long-time musician from Montana that many people know. You traveled abroad a lot, of course, and have lived in other places. Have come back to Montana, living now, making your home, making music with a home base in Chester, Montana. What I've always loved about you, and I'd just love to have you talk about a little bit, is this connection I think that you have to music in its broad general sense. In other words, you seem to be someone who's not defined by the boundaries of genre. You know, play jazz and classical music and accompany lots of different kinds of performers. You're kind of the pianist in that way, I think.
Well, I think they're getting to be more and more of us. You know, if you listen to performance today, you realize that. You'll have people who are 20 years ago or just thought of as bluegrass banjo players doing stuff, or fiddle players, Texas-style fiddle players. And now that has entered the lexicon of what we call classical music. So, you know, I think the thing with me is what's growing up in that little town, there weren't cliques. There weren't people who were telling you that jazz was the best music, or rock and roll is the only music, or, you know, classical is the only music. So to me, it was all music. Mm-hmm. And being pretty much a music junkie, I just took it all in, and that's what came out.
Well, and toured with rock and roll bands, Peter Gabriel, Elvin Bishop years ago. And then, of course, one of the things I've also noticed and just loved about your career is that it seems like you always come home to Montana. And what I mean by that is both in a sense of, you know, making your home and living in Chester, but in a commitment to being part of the musical culture of Montana, of celebrating it, of continuing to write and compose about Montana. Mm-hmm. Maybe speak a little bit about that. It's obviously a very important part of who you are as a musician.
It's a big inspiration to me. You know, and when I was living in California in the middle of the city, I was living in Oakland, and you know, I had a big map of Montana up on the wall above my piano, and I just thought about it all the time, and I just felt better when I came back. And I used my childhood, I used the landscape, I used the culture for inspiration, for pieces, and I continue to do that.
Well, it's just a wonderful thing to have you here. We're going to have you play something shortly. The reason you're here in Missoula today is you're part of the Celebrate Piano series at the University of Montana. The performance will be this evening at 7:30 p.m. at the Denison Theater. Philip Auberg in concert as part of that wonderful series that happens through the course of the year, supporting the piano department and the University of Montana Music Department. Again, 7:30 tonight at the Denison Theater. There's other concerts coming up we'll talk about as well. I've even got a special opportunity for tickets for our listeners that I'll talk about after a bit. But we're here sitting at our piano. It'd be lovely to have you play something.
It's a 9-foot Steinway here in the studio. No, it's not. It's a really nice piano, though. Yeah, I would love to play something. I just was commissioned to do a piece for the Montana Farmers Union for their 100th anniversary, and we did that a couple weeks ago in Great Falls at the Civic Center. I did a recording and sheet music for that, too. And that was such a thrill. I don't really know that that's happened with a group like that before, that they've commissioned a composer to celebrate something. So I went back to find any kind of music that I could find out about the Farmers Union, whether they had a tradition. And of course, 1906, I found the Farmers Union hymnal. I found one copy that I couldn't find anything in any libraries. I found this on eBay. I offered them an exorbitant amount, and they took it. So I've got this one copy of the Farmers Union hymnal, and it says hymnal, but it says for picnics and gatherings and social occasions. And I went through that, and there were a lot of really interesting little tunes. Of course, those were the days when people would sit around the piano. Everybody had a piano. I once did some research, and in Helena, Montana, there were 40 piano teachers at one time, and something like 600 pianos.
Wow!
Just in a little town. And I think this comes from that era. So I took one of these pieces called Help. The second verse is, in righteous and indignant storm, most workers now demand reform. We cannot live, pay tax, and rent while masters take such great percent. 10 million more to mold events and help expand intelligence. More help will be our bugle's call till union binds the farmers all. So that is not really what the Farmers Union is about now, but back in the day, that was what they were doing. They were organizing, trying to get better conditions for the farmers, trying to get better pay. So I took this piece, and I'll just play this a little bit. And I was originally going to just improvise, develop a bunch of variations, but instead I took just some elements from it to use for the rest of the piece, which was 18 minutes long and had a video that went along with it and everything. So this is the original hymn from the Farmers Union hymnal, Help.
Hymn entitled Help, performed live in our Studio B here at Montana Public Radio. Pianist Philip Ahlberg is with us this afternoon, and we're getting a chance to visit in advance of his performance this evening as part of the Celebrate Piano series. The concert is at the Denison Theater on the UM Missoula campus at 7:30 tonight. The box office number for tickets and information, 243-4581. Phil, you have other performances coming up, a show Friday in Plains, and you mentioned Helena Billings, other things on the schedule coming
up? Helena Billings and Chester, doing my Christmas show.
Oh, yes, yeah. The High Plains Christmas.
Exactly. We released another Christmas record last year, and I did, we really started with a concert at Great Falls with the Great Falls Symphony, and developed that into a record after that.
Well, that's great. You can go to sweetgrassmusic.com for all the details on other upcoming performances and, of course, all of the recordings. Talk a little bit about your plans for the recital this evening, the concert tonight. I imagine that you still have requests, whether they're coming regularly in advance of shows, but certainly to pull some stuff that you've written about Montana from your Windham Hill years, and also to do new things and new arrangements that you're excited about.
Yeah, exactly. It's always a mixture of stuff. And, you know, a lot of performing arts places want me to give them a program ahead of time. And it's very difficult to do that because I'll just change it. And I'll often change it right in the middle of the program. You know, I'll probably decide right before I go on what I'm going to play. But then depending on, you know, how the piano feels, how the room feels, how the audience is feeling that night, I'll change it up. And I'm really lucky to be able to do that since they're all my pieces, you know.
You have such a broad collaboration record in terms of your experience. You know, you collaborate in so many different ways with different artists over the years. You also guest solo with symphony orchestras and do those kinds of things. Is it like coming back home to play solo piano? I mean, is it someplace that you just always love to be? I think of you with the instrument as, you know, kind of a one-man orchestra sometimes.
Yeah, there's a certain kind of freedom, you know, as a solo pianist, especially if you play your own music. You don't have to I don't even have to stick to the same arrangements. I don't have to stick to the music.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, it's interesting. It keeps it interesting, you know, to be able to play these pieces that are older, and I change them up. They feel different. I can add different improvisatory sections in the middle. But I've been doing a lot of chamber music lately and a lot of classical music. I've got a concert coming up in January at Montana State University with Angela Ahn, great, wonderful violinist with the Ahn Trio, and Mike Reynolds, who plays with the Muir String Quartet and the mm-hmm. Boston Symphony Orchestra. And we're doing the Mendelssohn D minor trio, which is just tough. It's a lot of work. And then my friend Tracy Silverman, who was in Turtle Island String Quartet, and I've formed a trio with him called Three Part Invention, is also coming to play part of that concert. So we'll be doing some of our Bach arrangements and stuff too.
Oh, that sounds fun. I was going to mention, after you were playing that that first piece, the hymn Help for the Farmers Union benefit CD, that you're main studio is in a grain bin, isn't it?
It is,
Chester,
yeah.
Isn't that what you...
I'm not sure. That might be why they asked me. You know?
Might be. Well, we'd love to have you play another thing. And
yeah, let me play something else. The piece for the Farmers Union is a suite called From the Ground Up. Some of the sounds that I collected were old horse-drawn plows and steam tractors and early gasoline tractors, and then going all the way up to the modern era with diesel tractors. And I thought I would use those as interludes between the pieces, and what I wound up doing was actually being inspired by those sounds. Like this first piece, I was listening to a recording of a horse-drawn plow approaching from the distance and coming right past. And there's a certain rhythm and the just a beautiful feeling from the sound of the trappings and the sound of the horse's hooves. Of course, they were probably these big, wonderful draft horses, these animals that are so calm and beautiful. So I kind of took that loping rhythm and used it in this piece, which is called Homestead.
This is Philip Auberg, live from Studio B at Montana Public Radio.
Thank you.
Philip Auberg playing live in our Studio B here at Montana Public Radio. He's in the Western Montana area for a number of events, including the big concert tonight as part of the Celebrate Piano Series, again, 7:30 at the Denison Theater. And you certainly have always had a commitment to education and to children and continuing to pass on what you know. I know you got to do a school program yesterday for fifth graders from around the region.
I had a lot of fun. 700 fifth graders from around the area. That was great.
That's great. And a master class tomorrow as well on campus?
Master class tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, so it's great to do that. I know from your story, you know, you used to ride the train to Spokane to take piano lessons, right?
Yep. So, there were no trains down to Missoula, so.
That's right. Well, it's great to have you here in Montana again and, of course, playing for us today at Studio B at Montana Public Radio. Special offer for our listeners today. If you'd like to attend the Philip Auberg concert tonight and would like to take advantage of a special offer, you can call the University of Montana Arts box office. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you say the special code CELEBRATE, they will offer you a special discount that's available between now and 6 p.m. at this number, 243-4581. Again, that's the UM Arts box office. Say the word CELEBRATE for a special discount on a ticket for today's show, 243-4581. They will honor that as well. The box office at the Denison opens at 6:30 tonight. The concert is at 7:30. Philip Auberg performing as part of this Celebrate Piano Series. Thanks so much for being here and sharing your music with us.
Thanks, Michael. It's always a pleasure. You guys do such a great job. We're so happy to have KUFM on the air.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to go back now to performance today here at Montana Public Radio. Thanks.